Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Our good God, He. Let's go to Matthew 19, verse 2. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Mark 6, 56. Oh, dear Lord, I love it. Mark 6, 56. And whithersoever he entered into villages, look at this, villages, cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. That's that sozo word again. Made whole, saved, delivered, made whole from destruction. They're healed and well and made whole. Now, I am of the strong opinion that these same people, when they moved over after the resurrection, I'm of a strong opinion that whole bunch received him as resurrected and Lord and Savior, and I'm not so sure that there were not those from Nazareth, because he went about teaching in their villages. That's what you get rid of unbelief with, is teaching, and faith comes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. We know his brothers did. We know they thought he was insane. We know. Is the book of James in this book or not?
Yes.
The oldest book in the New Testament. Jesus' half-brother wrote it. That's the reason he knew so much about corresponding action, because he was raised with this man. He saw his big brother do it. He heard his big brother talk about it. How would you like to have been Jesus' brother?
Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus never makes a mistake. God, I'm so tired of hearing about Jesus. Get out of my face. He never sins. He never says an ugly word.
Yeah.
And it seems like every word I say is wrong. Well, Jesus doing it. Jesus.
But when he saw the cross and was raised from the dead, and he took him as his Lord and Savior. Oh, dear boy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we doing good this morning?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the book of Luke. In the fourth chapter. Now this fourth chapter of Luke, you talk about a chapter that's loaded. This fourth chapter of Luke is a cannon of information and power. And Luke chapter 4, verse 38, this is Luke's account of what happened at Peter's house. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with different diseases brought them unto him. It's the end of the Sabbath. It's the end of the Sabbath. Now, he healed a man in the Sabbath and shook everybody up at synagogue. So the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with different diseases brought them unto him, And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed. They wanted to hear him. He wasn't just healing. He was preaching and teaching, and faith was coming. They just came to hear him. They just wanted to be in his presence. And he just, whoa, I wanted to hear him and be healed. He didn't just go around zapping people. Well, you know, some guy got the lucky ticket, you know. No. It was the hearing first. They wanted to hear it. They wanted to hear it. They'd never heard the blessing of Abraham. All they heard was, oh, you know, you're cursed if you do and you're cursed if you don't and all that. And he would heal in the synagogue and they'd get mad about it. Well, there are 6 days for men to work. Well, how come this woman been there all these years and didn't get healed? Well, what 6 day did you have your healing? They didn't. But Jesus saw her and called her. He saw her bowed over and couldn't straighten up. And saw her and called her. Ought not this woman be loose from this infirmity? Lo, these 18 years. Do you suppose this was her first day at synagogue? I doubt it. Lo, these 18 years, the devil bound her. Shouldn't she be loosed? Seeing she's a daughter of Abraham. And the Apostle Paul wrote, if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? That same promise is to you. Ought not you be healed today, seeing you're a child of Abraham? Ought not you be healed today, seeing you're a child of the Almighty God? Ought not you be healed today? I don't care where you are, all over this world where you're watching today and this morning, you should be healed of that infirmity. You should be loose today. You're a child of God. If you're not, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and receive it. Or receive it and then receive him as your healer. Either way, just take him. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 9, verse 10. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. He took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city of Bethsaida. Bethsaida really is the way it's pronounced. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. He received them and spoke unto them the kingdom of God, and he spoke unto them. He preached first. Doesn't say how long. He preached first. He spoke unto them of the kingdom of God, who is so good. Don't you know he told them that God was good? He told them that God was good. God, your God is good. He's not trying to curse you. He's not trying to hold your sins against you. He is good. It's his kingdom of goodness, and it's his kingdom. It's his kingdom, and his kingdom is good. Everything in it is good. And healed them that had need of healing. Now that is good news. Amen. Amen. Now, turn with me, beginning with Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter. Now, let me tell you what let's do. First of all, let's go to the 22nd chapter of Matthew. Verse 41. Now make note of this in your Bible and underline it. It is extremely vital information to understanding in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Verse 41, while the Pharisees were gathered together. Now, the Pharisees were gathered together. Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? No, let me change that now. They didn't say Christ. Here's what he said. What think ye of the Messiah? Christ, well, in English, it means the same thing as it does in Hebrew. But it's been so misused in the English Bible that people don't get any understanding of it. And John is the only one that takes the time to translate it. But anyway, it's Christ. The anointed. That's what Christ means. To christen, to pour over. To anoint. He said, what think ye of Messiah? Whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is still in the old covenant. The new covenant begins with the book of Acts. After the resurrection, Jesus is still preaching primarily to Israel. He said so. You got it? All right. Now, go to Mark 10:46. This is talking about Bartimaeus. He's not blind Bartimaeus anymore. He's just Bartimaeus now. 10:46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David. He knew who he was. He called him Messiah. Everybody else around there was so dumb about it, they didn't get it. But that blind man did. Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, let me help you with that. Mercy, hesed. He's calling on the Jewish covenant of hesed. Jesus, Messiah, do hesed for me. Jesus stopped. Of course he did. He knew who he was. The rest of them around there didn't have a clue. Glory to God. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. They didn't get it. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou, Messiah, have hesed on me. Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, be in comfort. Rise, he calls you.
You.
Anyway. Casting away his garment. You have no idea how big that is. He was legally blind. He had been checked out by the priest. That he was actually blind and not faking it. And he had a garment that was his, that proved he had a right to be where he was, and he had a right to beg. And when he got up, he dropped that garment. I don't need this anymore. I'm walking out of here with my sight. Oh. He knew he was Messiah. He believed it, and he believed in Hesed, and he called for it. He's a Jew, and he knew exactly what he was doing, and he recognized him as the Messiah, the sent one, the anointed of God. And he called him Son of David, and he called for his covenant rights. And he got up and dropped that garment. And Jesus answered and said unto him, I like what Gloria said about this, Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? Can't you just see him? Bartimaeus, what can I do for you, son? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So he became a disciple of Jesus. He became a follower of Jesus. Whatever else do you think he might have become, Keith? He may be one of the great apostles. You don't know. Right along with the madman of Gadara, who's no longer mad but well-dressed, went home to his friends. These are great stories. Now, there's a myriad of stories like this, but the Spirit of God chose these. And each one of them has information that'll heal you. Luke 18, 35. Same situation, but we get a little more here. From Dr. Luke. It came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man. So we know that this actually happened. There was a real Bartimaeus, and he was really blind, and he really got healed. A certain blind man sat by the way begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. Oh, he couldn't see. And he could tell, boy, there's a lot of people out here. Wow, what do you suppose is going on? They told him, Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, Messiah. Do hesed on me, anointed one. I need your anointing. I need your anointing. I need your anointing. I want my sight back. Oh! Who's passing by? Who is it? Who's passing by this room this morning? Who is in this room? Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, Messiah, the anointed one. Hallelujah. And we're little anointed ones. And do you believe that the Lord God sent me here on this Saturday morning? Amen. Amen. Do you believe he has anointed me with his Spirit? Yes. Do you believe he has called me and separated me to the office of the prophet many years ago? Well, I believe it too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what Jesus said? If you receive a prophet because he's a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Amen. What does that mean? Well, that just simply means, that it, and he also said this, if you receive the one that I have sent, you receive me. And Jesus of Nazareth is here.
Yes, he is.
But he's now Jesus of heaven. But the reason he is Jesus of Nazareth. This needs explanation to Gentile English Bible readers. His name was not Jesus. His name was Joshua. Joshua. In the book of Hebrews, that Joshua's name was translated Jesus. And it kind of confounds some people, but that's why the word S-T-U-D-Y is in there. Doesn't that spell study, I think?
Yeah.
At least I can spell it. Yeah. But it was on purpose in that, in the book of Hebrews. Anyway. But his name and Joshua's name are the same. Joshua, Jesus. Moved over into English. English-speaking people are the only ones that do that. You change somebody's name for them. Amen. Anyway, I won't get over into that. But probably should sometime. Now, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He cried that. They which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much more, Messiah, have hesed on me. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will you have me do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And he said it again, thy faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his faith and his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, glorified God. The blindness didn't glorify God, but the healing did. The healing did, brought glory to God.
Are you believing for healing in your body? What changes do you want to see? Calling things as they are will keep them as they are. It's time to learn what God says about your health and speak by faith instead with the Healing Confessions Package. In this package, you'll get two books by Kenneth Copeland, You Are Healed, and How You Call It Is How It Will Be, as well as the Healing Confessions CD and booklet by Gloria Copeland. Listen to the Word and declare along with Gloria the healing scriptures God has promised you. From the Old Testament to the New, God has revealed His plan of healing for you. You'll see how Jesus took all of the curse for you so you can live in His resurrection power. You don't have to be stuck in the world's ways. Learn what it means to have supernatural thinking, speaking, and living. God is a good Father who only does good toward you. Release His power and goodness in your life and those around you and walk in the blessing of God.
Discover the truth about the power of your words. Request your free copy of the Healing Confessions Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Keep yourself healthy and whole by speaking the Word of God over your life. It's God's heart for you to be healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
There may be someone watching this broadcast today or all this week, and you've never made Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. Do it today. When Jesus is your Lord, He becomes your healer, your provider, your great physician. And it's so simple. It's just a prayer of faith. Let me lead you in it right now. Just say this out loud after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I repent and I receive your cleansing, your forgiveness. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Lord Jesus, and do something with it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me tell you what's happened. You are right now in the family of God. He is your Father. You are His child. We're brothers and sisters in Him. And you, because of your faith in Him, are entitled to all the rights and privileges in the kingdom of God. And that includes health and healing for this physical body. KCM has put together some free resources. We call it the Salvation Package. It's to help you learn more about your new life in Christ Jesus. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you just a couple of little brochures that are here to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. And you need to spend time in God's Word because there's promise after promise in His Word. You're going to find out more about who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is in you and what this life of faith is all about. So to request your free salvation package, just go to KCM.org and we'll send it to you. And if you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. We have prayer ministers that are licensed and trained in the Word of God. They'll stand in agreement with you based on the Word of God, based on the will of God, and you will become one of the thousands of testimonies that's coming into this ministry all the time about the good things that our good God is doing in the life of anybody who will put their faith in Him. Put God's Word in your heart. When it gets down into your heart, then you boldly speak it out your mouth by faith, and that's when things begin to change around you. So give us the opportunity to come into agreement with you, and like we've said before, we're going to see good things happen in your life. And then don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Brother Copeland leads us in a powerful confession of faith for the healing of our bodies. Be sure to join him for that. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. Discover who you are in Christ and how to live in victory. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.